Yeah, look, it's very welcome news, Catherine, from the Minister. We have today seen the 2025 funding allocations for national roads. These are in line with the National Development Plan 2021 to 2030. And it's good news. I think in Sligo in total, we're going to see investment of 10.2 million into our national roads infrastructure in terms of improvement, capital improvements, protection of existing national road networks, progress on major new roads also, and development work on others. So it's good news. There are a lot of projects that have been talked about for some time included. We've seen we're going to see 2.1 million invested to the N16. That look at Tubber realignment, and we know how important that is and the existing work that has taken place on the N16, which is very welcome. We're going to see 1.2 million invested in the N4, and that's an upgrade of the Sligo Inner Relief road. We're going to see 1.8 million improvements on the N4, Killooney to Castle Baldwin, which is national primary. And we're going to see investment in a number of smaller projects like pedestrian crossings on the national road. So, for example, we will see one which we fought for some time in Ballasadare in the middle of the village, which is the N59, 63,000 for pedestrian crossing. And likewise, on the N15, we're going to see pedestrian crossing at Shannon Eater. So it's good news all round. I do welcome the fact that the N17 has been allocated funding today and has been kept on the National Development Plan. We know the last minister had alluded that the N17 would be coming off. We have spent a lot of time on the N17 in terms of our regional design office here in Sligo County Council. Has made a lot of progress on this route. We know how important it is to invest in the N17 and upgrade it. And we all want to see it done as quickly as possible. Today there has been 1 million allocated to that. I'm a little bit disappointed that we've just seen 1 million allocated. You know, we were anticipating or seeking in around 2.5 million to continue on with the next stage. So 1 million has been invested. I do welcome the fact that it has been and is going to be continue on the National Development Plan. But we would have liked to see a larger allocation in 2025 for the N17. Overall, there's a lot of money allocated, over 10 million to Sligo, Catherine.
Just as it relates to that allocation for the N17, when you compare it to what the N16 is getting, is it not a signal from the government that the N17 just isn't a priority?
I wouldn't agree with that. I suppose the N16 is a realignment project. It's a project of smaller scale in terms of national capital. It's a minor work project. And I suppose that has been years in consultation, in design, and has gone through the process to get it to the stage where a 2.1 million funding allocation has been made to it. So the N17 has a long way to go. We know that lands are going to have to be taken for this new route. It's a little bit off, but I suppose the 1 million is welcome at a time when a year or a year and a half ago there was talk about the N17 coming off the National Development Plan. So we welcome that it is in the allocation today. We know that the allocations today are all part of the National Development Plan 2021 to 2030. 1 million has been allocated to the N17. Look, I've said it, I am disappointed that this isn't a higher figure of 2.5 million. I've briefly spoken to some of our engineering team in Sligo today, and it would have been more helpful if it was a bigger allocation. But the good news is that the N17 is staying on the agenda. The good news is that it's part of the National Development Plan and will continue to be part of the National Development Plan. And it's our job as public representatives, in particular government party representatives, to continue lobbying for the upgrade of the N17 and the N15 in the county of Sligo.